Chapter 12. Friday morning was gray, with a drizzling, fine, misty rain. The morning's announcements included a reminder for the play tryouts Monday after school, football game at home Saturday, fencing team that evening, and dismissal today at 12 o'clock noon. No amount of rain could spoil the jubilant mood of the students. Classes were only 20 minutes long, so mostly the teachers let kids talk, read, or catch up on overdue work. Gowrie and Zell met with the fencing coach over lunch to review strategy and schedules, since they had missed Wednesday's meeting. Likewise, the cheerleaders had an impromptu lunch gathering to review the Saturday football game preparations. This left Lena's table emptier than usual. She was munching on a tuna salad sandwich when Amelia and Val approached from opposite sides and claimed chairs beside Lena. Zelos slunk in across from Lena, sipping a can of carrot juice. "Hello, everyone," he smiled. "Hello," murmured Val, who was trying to sneak Lena's potato chips. Lena waved and returned to eating and looking over a page of sheet music. She batted at Val's paw until it moved off. Amelia smiled. "Sure is quiet without the rest." "Actually, Zell hardly speaks at all," Zelos pointed out.
"I was thinking of Mr. Gowrie and Miss Philia, and Miss Silfield, too,"
Amelia cried defensively.
"Were you?" Zelos grinned. "What music is that, Lena? Can I see?"
"In a minute," Lena answered, thoroughly engrossed in eating and scanning the paper. Zelos snatched the paper out of her hand when her attention drifted back to her lunch. He furrowed his brow, unable to decipher the notations. Lena grasped his wrist and pried open his fingers.
"I said in a minute! Besides, you can't read music anyway, right?"
"No, but there might have been words," he admitted sulkily.
"Ah, the Renaissance man can't do something? Where's the little geek so I can record this momentous occasion on the calendar?"
cracked Val. "That's an awfully big word for a punk to use," chided Zelos.
"Zell and Gowrie are doing some fencing thing," answered Lena loud enough to break up the taunt fest. "And this," waving the music, "is the music to the song I wrote. Tusky wrote it out for me, and I'm editing it. Though, Val, I bet you can figure it out better."
"Maybe." He pulled his chair closer to Lena. "That's okay. You hold it. I'll read over your shoulder." His face was very close to Lena's ear. She could hear him hum the tune as he went along. "That's not right. It goes..." She corrected. "Well then, these notes should be like this." And Val took the proffered paper and corrected the markings with Amelia's bright blue pen. He started the measure over and continued a bit and stopped. "So what do you think of this?" And he whistled a measure or two. "Then it goes on," and he hummed the next part.
"Yeah, I like that idea. Kind of like a musical interlude between line there and the chorus?" asked Lena.
"Yeah." And Val continued to hum to the end. "The ending can be pumped up a bit, but Zell and I can figure out the instrumental part together tonight. Can you hum the whole thing while I try out the words?" asked Lena.
"Okay, here goes. One and two and..."
Lena whispered the lyrics while Amelia hurriedly wrote them down. Zelos snapped a simple rhythm, sketching an entire percussion section in his mind. Zell was standing at their locker, wondering how he was going to carry his fencing gear bag, change of clothes, his backpack loaded with extra Shakespeare books he checked out of the library before school, and his guitar.
My, don't look so glum, Zelgadis,"
laughed Zelos, dropping his nearly empty bag on the floor.
"I'll be worn out just getting to the band practice. After playing, I doubt I'll be able to even lift a foil. Maybe I'll just pass on band today. Hey, wait! That's okay. I give up," Zell moaned, as Zelos threw Zell's backpack on and picked up both his own book bag and Zell's fencing gear. You're not skipping out on band practice today. Lena has brought her song, and Val wants to work out some instrumental parts with you. Hey, he even referred to you by name, so he must have been serious. Come on, let's go. Everything will be all right. Zell hurried to catch up with the purple-haired guy. You know you can leave your guitar with me. I take very good care of my things, and I know you don't have time to play at home, do you? Asked Zelos, crossing the street. Want to stop at the market here and pick up something to eat? No. Okay. They walked on in silence a while. The rain had turned to mist, and the sun glowed dully. Zelos started to hum Lena's tune. Can't you just be quiet? Snapped Zell, stepping up his pace. Okay. Zelos gave up trying to walk beside him, and fell in step behind him instead. He didn't understand what Zell's problem was, and he was hurt by his sharpness. He stepped up his pace again and caught up to the irritated boy. Are you thinking that Lena's crush on you stopped after your accident, and now you're worried that no one else can ever really like you that way again? Zelos asked, throwing caution into the wind. Zell stopped so abruptly that Zelos fell into him. Leave me alone! Zell shouted, pushing Zelos roughly. Stay out of my life! You have no idea how I think or what I feel. Now give me my stuff! Zelos was angry now. You are right. I have no idea how you think. That's why I'm asking you questions. Like you, I thought we were friends. I just wanted to help. Zelos shouted back. I don't want your help. I have no friends, and I can't stand you. I'll take my things now. Tell Lena I'm sorry to miss her song today. I'm going home. And with that, he grabbed his heavy bags and stomped off down his street. Coming out of the corner market, Lena and Gowri nearly bumped into Kagome and Inu.
Oh, Lena, I'm so glad to find you. Do you know where I can find Zell?
Kagome asked breathlessly from running. Yeah, sure, we're going to band practice. He's probably already there, said Lena, casually ripping open a bag of potato chips. Hey, Inu, greeted Gowri. Hey, yourself. Tournament later? Asked the much shorter boy with a husky voice. Yup, you? Yeah, unless I get drug off on one of her causes, Inu grumbled, his voice becoming gruffer. Who, Kagome? Doesn't sound bad to me. She's smart and cute and has a great figure. She's very popular. Gowri's voice trailed off, as what he could only be called a dangerous growl emanated from the possessive Inu. With the other girls. Hey, don't worry, she's never around any of the guys. Except Zell, but that's to talk archery and all.
You seem to notice her, Inu tested, but he could tell that the tall blonde's interest lay exclusively with a certain energetic redhead.
Yup, I think girls are more fun to watch than guys, right? And they both chuckled.
Meanwhile, Kagome was explaining her problems to Lena. We don't know who could have done it. Most of the archery equipment was stolen, and our club doesn't have the money to replace it all. I need ideas for fundraising.
And you think Zell can help?
Lena grinned. Think again. We had better come up with an idea, and then rope him into helping.
Lena, I knew I needed you for something.
The taller, pretty brunette laughed. Zelos reached the practice room first, unlocked the doors, and looked around. Yesterday, the beanbag chairs had been delivered clean and dust-free. He had stacked them all in a giant pyramid along the wall opposite the door. He imagined kicking the stuffing out of each and every one of them, but stopped himself. Too much work to clean it all up again. Drawing a single finger through the air in front of him, he imagined slicing through all those ugly bags, spilling their nasty, pilly guts, and sending them to their deaths. Satisfying.
Yo, dude, anybody here? Called Val at the open door.
Gowri and Lena were right behind him, with Kagome and her friend Inu in attendance.
Yeah, called Zelos from his loft above. I'm almost done sending an email off. Go ahead and set up. I'll be down in a sec.
Here we are. This is our practice place. It belongs to Zelos, so be nice, added Lena, standing outside the door.
Zelos lives here? Cool digs. He's very quiet, so I don't know him that well, said Kagome.
I have respect for the guy, said Inu. I've seen him fight many times. He's very serious and focused, and never loses.
Lena looked bemused. Well, today you meet the other Zelos. Kind of a goofy fruitcake.
Inu looked uncertain. He's a really good drummer, added Gowri, entering the doorway. Hey, Zell, you've got visitors.
The geek's not here, and Goofball says he went home, sneered Val, looking down at Inu, then appreciatively at Kagome.
Ah, Kagome, friend of Sango's. So, where's Zell? Asked Gowri, looking under some beanbag chairs. He went home. He said to tell Lena he's sorry to miss your song. He seemed tired, I think, answered Zelos as he typed away.
Tired? That asshole! Zelos, damn it, where are you? Get down here!
My, Lena. Aren't you testy? I'm just about finished. There, finishing touch, and... Okie dokie, Lena-chan, he shouted, then hopped down the stairs from his loft above, ending with a flying leap, twirl, and landed to her feet. At your service. Hi, he added, a tad self-consciously to the newcomers.
So, who saw Zell last?
That would be me, I suppose, Zelos said quietly.
So, what really happened?
He had lots to carry home, so I offered to help. He told me to shut up. Let's see, he got mad, he took his stuff, and went home.
Zelos finished the countdown on his fingers. I don't suppose you know what set him off this time. Lena's ruby-red eyes were beginning to flare up. I just want to be prepared for when I encounter him at home.
The purple-haired kid sighed. He seemed distressed that you knew and shared all his secrets. So I thought he'd feel better if he knew one of yours.
Which was?
Which was... That you had drawn a heart around his fifth-grade graduation picture in your yearbook. He said, his voice trailing off.
What? What made you think I did that?
She yelled. It was your yearbook? He moaned.
You supreme idiot! What, there's more?
So after school he seemed angry. I tried to get him to open up a little.
Bad idea!
Lena shook her head. You're telling me. I figured that he was upset because after his incident you no longer felt the same way. And so didn't think anyone ever would, ever again.
You told him that?
Lena bellowed. She was about to strangle his skinny white neck, but decided to attack instead. Kinda. Zelos jumped to the side to miss punch number one, but wasn't quick enough for the kick in the shins.
Ouch! Come on, Kagome. Let's go talk to Zell. I'll think of something for damage control.
Turning to the guys sitting around, and wishing to be any place else, Lena added,
and don't any of you think of coming along.
Kagome, let's just leave. You can talk to Zell after the match tonight, Inu growled as he grabbed her wrist and yanked her towards the door.
Stop it, Inu. Lena and I are going to Zell's house. I'll be back as soon as we're done. It won't be that long.
But we have stuff to do. Maybe find that lost crap, he insisted.
Inu, please let go of me. I said I'd come back, and I will.
She unlatched his grip and pushed him hard enough to send him careening into the beanbag chair pyramid. Of course, the beanbags collapsed on the boy, pinning him to the ground.
Now sit, and be polite,
she shouted as she ran out the door.
Bitch, he yelled. Jerk,
she rejoined from the sidewalk. Wow, that was harsh, said Val. I am not alone, mused Gowri. Amelia, Philia, and Sylphiel reached the door as Lena and Kagome hit the pavement.
Go in. Keep them occupied. We might be gone a while, Lena ordered from the sidewalk out front. After helping themselves to drinks, the girls retired to the grass outside the room. Soon they were assisting one another in choosing and applying nail polish.
You know, the guys must be getting bored by now, and Miss Lena did say to keep them occupied.
Amelia's eyes gleamed. Philia waved a bottle of black nail polish.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Sylphiel giggled.
This won't be easy.
Philia sniffed. Then you don't know guys. Watch and learn. Val was practicing Lena's tune. Gowri and Inu were air fencing. Zelos was back up in his loft, sulking. Amelia nodded to Philia, then called,
Oh, Mr. Zelos, would you please come down? I need you.
He sighed and thumped down the stairs.
Yes, Amelia. What's up?
This!
And Philia and Sylphiel each grabbed an arm and dragged him outside.
What do you suppose they're going to do?
Wondered Gowri aloud.
Eek! Help! Do you think we ought to go look?
Gowri asked, but did not actually move.
Oh!
No. No, I don't, answered Val. Yeah, he can take care of a couple of girls. I wouldn't worry, sniffed Inu.
Okay, said Gowri, picking up his bass. Want to go over that first part again, Val?
A few minutes later, Zelos and the girls re-entered the room. His fingernails were painted alternating black and purple.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Asked Philia.
Zelos wasn't so sure, but felt better when he saw them pounce on their next victim.
Oh, Mr. Inu, let me see your hands!
Amelia cooed. Not to be cowed by a little girl, Inu folded his arms and shook his head.
You're not going to do anything.
Oh, look how long his nails are,
the girls squealed.
Claws, they're like claws, get it?
He snarled defensively. By this time, they had him outside, and then they lowered their kill to the ground.
Yes.
What's that? He snarled defensively.
Black and, let's see, red. That's your color, isn't it, with all this gorgeous hair? You do like red, don't you?
Philia purred. This was so much fun.
Yup.
Inu was quite pleased with the results and proudly showed them off to Zelos. Black claws with bloody red tips. Cool, eh? Zelos nodded, then smiled as he watched Philia creep up on Val. Amelia hung back a moment, then followed Sylphiel, sauntering up to Gowri.
Oh, Val, let me see those hands.
Philia reached forward and pulled his hands off the keyboard and gingerly turned them over, inspecting them closely.
Oh, my!
What? What? He asked.
Come this way and let Philia make it better,
she purred, and led her victim to the bathroom. She turned on the water, stoppered the sink, and plunged both of his hands under.
Good.
Prey was immobilized. Next, she picked up the bar of creamy white soap and lathered the boy's arms. Pulling up one hand, she rubbed the soap over and scrubbed lightly with the nail brush. Val's knees turned to jelly. It felt so nice to be touched with kindness. Philia slid the soap over his other hand and rubbed it clean, too.
There now,
she said while patting the astonished boy's hands and arms dry.
Yuck, purple towels, too? Wouldn't you know? Better, yes?
Val nodded and let her lead him to the slaughter. That is, the outside parlor.
Black, of course. And green.
Val lost. Gowri was putting up a good fight, probably because he had all those little brothers and sisters to contend with. Not to mention Lena. Of course, Sylphiel was not as manipulative as Philia, but she was learning fast.
Not my hands, please. The strings will just wear it off when I play, see?
He explained.
Sylphiel ran her fingers across his toes.
You're wearing sandals on a rainy day? Nice, clean toes.
Huh?
I've got a wonderful idea. Come with me,
said the spider to the fly. Gowrie passed Val at the door. Val smiled and dangled his fingers loosely in front of Gowrie's face. Black with green swirls, like marble, huh? Gowrie nodded vacantly. Where are we going?
Don't worry, we're already here. Sit here and watch.
Sylphiel smiled.
I can do that.
He smiled, caught at last. 20 minutes later, Gowrie followed Sylphiel into the practice room, staring at his toes. They were painted sky blue. He blinked. Each big toe sported a tiny, white painted daisy with a yellow eye, centered perfectly.
Nice job.
Val and Zelos, Inu and Gowrie all took a moment to admire the siren's handiwork. Philia, Amelia, and Sylphiel smiled with satisfaction. Meanwhile, a few blocks away, Lina and Kagome pounded on Zell's door.
Stop that noise! I'm blind, not deaf! Zell Goddess, get the door before they break it down.
Zell stumbled downstairs, tripping over his grandfather's dropped things.
Yeah, I'm coming. You left your slippers on the stairs again. I could have fallen and broken my neck. Are you complaining, boy? If you spent more time doing your chores and not gallivanting around, there would be less mess.
Zell shook his head and opened the door, then gasped when he saw the two girls.
Lina? Kagome? What are you doing here?
The better question is, what are you doing here? We are here to drag your sorry ass back. There's band practice, and fencing, and dinner, and Kagome really needs your help. Now Zell could have overcome Lina. He was stubborn. But Kagome, too? That was another thing. Kagome was so sweet, and now she needed his help?
Sure, Kagome. I'll do what I can. But what's this all about? He asked, suspicion rising.
We'll tell you on the way to practice. Now where's your stuff?
Zell sighed. He really did want to be with his friends. He was mad at Zelos, but not at the others. And he really didn't want to stay at home with his demanding grandfather.
Okay, Lina.
He handed her a bag, slung another over his shoulder, and grabbed his guitar.
Grandfather, I'm going with Lina now. Dinner's in the oven on low. Just turn it off and don't burn down the house.
So, what's the problem, Kagome? He asked.
She explained what had happened to the archery equipment. And Lena's coming up with the best idea for a fundraiser. A bake sale, or two if needed. She tells me you are a good cook. Do you think you can bake a pie?
Zell glared at Lina, who spoke for him. Pies, quiche, whatever you need. And I'm sure I can get my sister to get donations from her restaurant. By the time they had reached the practice room, Zell was committed to the plan and relatively relaxed and happy. All he had to do was bake. The others would be roped into selling the goodies at booths.
When Lina opened the door to the practice room, she, Zell, and Kagome saw the unexpected sight of the boys admiring one another's nail polish, while the girls aimed darts at Zelos' new dartboard. They did a double take.
What the hell's been going on here? Cried Lina.
Inu? What's on your nails? Oh my gods, look at their fingernails! Cried Kagome.
Whoa, Gowrie, your toes are... began Zell. Awesome, huh?
Gowrie grinned. Zell felt the chuckle rumble up and burst out in real laughter.
Lina, your girlfriend painted your boyfriend's nails.
Kagome shook her head. Inu, I can't leave you a minute without you getting into trouble. She smiled affectionately. I better take you home before they start on your hair. Hey, everyone. Thanks for volunteering. See you later.
Lina, what did we volunteer to do? Gowrie asked anxiously.
The archery club had a bunch of their equipment stolen. We are helping with the fundraising effort. Zell and I can supply the baked goods. The rest of you will sell it or make more.
Kagome's handling advertising. Any questions? Silphiel and Amelia offer to bake. Philia, Val, Gowri, and Zelos agree to operate the sales booths. Now that that's settled, I want you to hear what Val and I have done with my song. Back to business as usual with Lena. Well, almost. Zell had not yet made eye contact with Zelos, and was certain not to speak to him. Instead, he and Val worked closely on the instrumentals. Gowri listened in, providing a soundboard for their ideas, and developing the bass line. Lena bounced from the Val group to the singers group, teaching the lyrics and suggesting harmonies. Zelos wandered around like a lost puppy, something not lost on Lena. With a surprising amount of sensitivity, Lena took a break from the others and pulled Zelos aside. Listen, Zelos, quit skulking around like you've lost your best friend. I did. He made that clear. Besides, there's nothing for me to do with the song until the instrumentals are worked out. I'll just annoy everyone. That never stopped you before, she laughed. But seeing the hurt in his eyes, she added, just kidding. Look, I've known Zell a long time. He gets this way too much, and I would kick him into submission if I thought it would help. But it doesn't. If it makes you feel better, he usually pulls this crap on me. So thanks for taking the beating for me this time, eh? You mean he only treats his best friends like shit? Zelos asked incredulously. Yep. So welcome to the exclusive We Like to Be Hated by Zell Club. Give him time and he'll suddenly pull out of his dive before he crashes. Lena said, then smiled. So we're still friends? Zelos asked, daring a glance at the offended lavender-haired kid. He's here, right? Now, get over there and learn the lyrics. You can sing back up, too. Okay, said Zelos with a smile. They played for hours, and were stunned when Zell and Gowri checked their watches and realized they only had half an hour until fencing started. Amelia to the rescue! She called home on her handy cell phone and requested the mayor's van to swing by and then haul them all to the GW Tech High School for the match. It was cutting it pretty close. 5 minutes for the van to arrive, 15 to get to the school, and that left 10 minutes for the boys to get ready and accounted for. But they made it, breathless though they were. The match was overwhelmingly won by the Saverin High team, mostly thanks to Zell. Zell had fought like a demon. All of that pent-up anger and moodiness had been focused into his foil in a scarlet rage. His opponents had the bruises to prove it. That, Val cried, was the coolest fencing match I've ever seen. Lena was impressed by her friend's ferocity. That wasn't so much fencing as attempted murder. Lena raised an eyebrow at Zell, who looked cleansed. I feel so much better, he sighed, smirk creeping across his face. He had changed into jeans and an old black sweater that was much too big for him. His face was red and shiny with sweat and exhilaration, his hair a mess. This was a polar switch from his pale, sullen little self that had been released upon the world the rest of that day. Man, Zelos, all I had to do was imagine your face on that Wufei guy, his body, and... Laughing good-naturedly, he blocked a playful punch from Zelos, though he got one in the stomach from the other side that won his attention. Lena? He sputtered. The angry little face that glared into his sent him into another cold sweat. Lena was on the warpath. Okay, buddy. So can you tell us about why you've been such a complete ass all day? And don't give me any of that I'm a freak and my life sucks shit, or I'll show you violent fencing. She grabbed a handy umbrella. Zell put up his hands. Calm down. You don't want to hurt me. He cajoled. Okay, I'll talk. Over dinner, he said, hoping that Lena would forget by the time she'd fed. As she often did. Where are we going? He asked no one in particular. I can treat you to burgers, Amelia offered, but not much better. Sorry. Hey, that's perfectly fine, Amelia. If we're eating on your money, it can be anything, Lena assured her. Lena would eat pretty much anything, especially if it was free.
They ended up with a bag brimming with greasy burgers and fries and a pre-made salad in a plastic box balanced on top for Philia. They had been dropped off at the burger joint, but it was surprisingly busy and didn't have enough room for them to all sit together, so they were walking to the new hangout, Zelos' house. It wasn't far, since the strip mall with the deli, dry cleaner, hairdresser, and Polly's pie shop was across the street from the burger joint, and lay between Zelos' house and the school, meaning that they had to walk by Seirun High on the way home. It sure looked different in the dark. In the dark, with a new storm blowing in. An ominous blot looming before the hungry kids marked the main entrance. Towering over their heads was the bell spire, from which, to their knowledge, no bell had ever tolled. Walking a bit quicker, Amelia neglected to watch her footing. She stumbled and tripped over a discarded sack lunch on the sidewalk and fell into the bushes off at the side. Luckily, she wasn't carrying the food. Oh! Ah! Zell was the closest, and so stepped over to her side. Are you all right? He asked, looking down.
Yes, I think so. Oh, my ankle! It hurts!
The petite, dark-haired girl cried. Here, give me your hand. Zell pulled her to her good foot and let her use his shoulder to steady herself.
Eek!
What? Who's screaming? Sylphiel, for God's sake, what is your problem? Snorted Lena.
Didn't you see it?
Sylphiel choked out. What?
The spire. Something dark was moving up there. Look, there it is again!
Shh! Get out of the streetlight, you guys, Lena commanded. Everyone was thoroughly confused or frightened, but followed Lena's directions. Sure enough, a figure darker than the shadows appeared to hover in the corner nearest them, watching the kids as intently as they were watching it. Zell and Amelia couldn't see a thing from where they were hiding, but Amelia's ankle was starting to throb, causing her to whimper a little. Zell was more than a little exasperated. Hey, Gowri, give me a hand with Amelia. Someone else can carry the food.
Shh!
Zell felt Amelia begin to shake. Great. If she goes into shock now, how will I explain that to her father? Without thinking, Zell scooped her up in his arms and plunged into the lamplight. You guys can stand there all night if you want, but I'm taking her back to Zelos's. Toss me the keys, will ya? Zelos started out of his trance when he heard Zell address him. I'm coming too.
My things!
Cried Amelia. Let's see, purse and umbrella? Anything else? Zelos asked.
No, that's it. Thanks.
So Zelos and Zell, carrying Amelia, plodded down the street. A block later, Zelos carried Amelia, and then traded back when they reached his street. I'll run up ahead and open up, Zelos said. And put some ice in a bag and get a blanket, instructed Zell. By the time the others were approaching the practice room, Amelia was wrapped in a thick purple fleece blanket and had a bag of ice on her ankle. Zelos was boiling water in the microwave for hot chocolate and trying to reach Amelia's home. He set down the cell phone. No luck. Maybe the phone lines are down. And the cell tower. I'll try another number. Oh, joy. Muttered Zell, digging through Zelos's mostly empty bathroom medicine cabinet. Say, I need a real first aid kit. Some elastic to wrap her leg. You don't suppose there would be anything like that in the other house? Probably, but don't tell Mom that Amelia's hurt, or she'll get involved. Make something up. Say it's for me. You want me to go rummaging through your house looking for bandages? Better you than me. I don't know what you're looking for. And I don't know where I'm supposed to look. It's not my house. Mine either. Zell stared at Amelia. She smiled. She was very pale, but awake. Okay, then. Zell sighed and left the room, pushing past Gowri and Lena. Hey, Amelia, Gowri called out. What happened to you? Zelos explained as he stirred a mug of hot chocolate and handed it to Amelia. He noticed that Sylphiel looked pale, too.
"Would you like some hot cocoa, Sylphiel?" he asked politely. She nodded, and he obediently heated more water. "I can't reach Amelia's father, so I tried Sango. No luck. The phone lines must be dead. The cell phone didn't seem to work either. So that implies that the cell towers are out as well. Val? Here, try Sano's number." Val reluctantly left Philia and Lena to take the phone. They had been discussing the strange phenomena they had seen in the school's bell spire. "No sound at all. The wind must have brought down a tree on a power line or something." Lena crawled beside Amelia. "Did you arrange for the van to pick up you and Philia tonight?"
"No, I said I'd call later,"
Amelia said softly. Everyone jumped a foot, let out some shrieks, and then the room was plunged into darkness.
"Oh no!"
"Great. No lights, no phone, thunder and lightning," grumbled Lena. "Where's Zell?" "Oh shit!" yelled Zelos, jumping a body and lunging for the door, horror written across his face. The uncharacteristic cursing and terror were not lost on the others as he disappeared into the night.